Craig, this is the first day of summer, right? Yeah.
Yes, it is.
It's the longest day of the year.
So they say.
And that's why they decide to also call this World Giraffe Day, because the giraffe has the long neck. Get it?
Sure.
Not yet. So there's a little bit of humor involved. In fact, for our discussion today, we have the author of the book, or co-authors actually, Lady Lucy's Laugh Giraffe Journey. Karen Gross joins us along with Mark Wine. Thanks for sharing your morning with us. Appreciate it.
Good morning.
All right.
We like Cleveland.
Nice to be here.
Well, let's talk about the Lady Lucy's Laugh Giraffe Journey. It's kind of a joke book, but sort of, and it's all about giraffes. Karen, where did this idea come from to focus on giraffes for you?
So giraffes are a really appealing animal. Kids like them, adults like them. They're fun, they're friendly, they're creatures that seem to smile at you. And so we realized that giraffes were facing extinction, and so we decided to see if we could write a book that would give jokes and facts about giraffes to engage children, to help them learn, but to laugh to learn. We actually did it walking down the street, started telling each other giraffe jokes and writing them down, and what you have is a product of our effort to create very fun and funny jokes about giraffes.
Karen, are the giraffes still endangered or, you know, heading that way?
Oh, absolutely. There are 100,000 giraffes left in Africa. There are 4 subspecies of giraffes, and their decline in percentage is about 40% recently, and 1 out of every 2 baby giraffes that's born die within the first year. So this is a really serious issue to help save giraffes in their natural habitat.
The world was captivated by the birth of a giraffe in the zoo last year. It was all fascinating to take a look at that. So we all kind of love giraffes, and we kind of wonder how they created that. Why would you give an animal such a big, long neck? But let's talk a little bit about some of the humor in this book. Can you give us some of your favorite giraffe jokes? Or you could.
All right. Mark, you want to go first?
Okay. It's summer and kids are heading into the water to cool off. Here's one. What did the giraffe say to the lifeguard at the local pool?
I don't know. What did the giraffe
say? You want me to try to answer? Go ahead.
Here we go. Why don't you have a deep end in this pool?
Hold on. Let me get a rim shot. I got a rim shot for you here. There we go. We're good for this one.
Boom.
Absolutely. This book also...
Can I try one?
Sure, go ahead.
All right, so here's one. What is the giraffe family's favorite amusement park?
Disney World.
No, come on. How about the host? What's the giraffe family's favorite amusement park? Jurassic Park.
Good one. I like that, too. The giraffes in this book also, you have like all sorts of giraffes that were made from different sculptures and crafts. Who collects those, or where did you find some of that from?
So we collect giraffes. There are 75 jokes in the book and 75 giraffes in our collection. They're made of everything from bottle caps to glass to wood to ceramic to tile to wire to fabric. They've been collected from all sorts of places, everything from auctions to stores to children's boutiques and things like that. And we're auctioning them off, not all of them, but most of them, to generate proceeds so that kids who can't afford to buy the book can get the book, or their schools can, and to give money to the Giraffe Conservation Foundation to help save giraffes. And you get, at the auction, at the silent auction, you get the giraffe and you get the book signed by both Mark and me.
We're talking today with Mark Wine and Karen Gross, co-authors of the Lady Lucy's Laugh Giraffe Journey. Who is Lady Lucy, if I might ask?
Lady Lucy is actually based on a real woman named Lady Lucy Duff Gordon, who was a very famous fashion designer at the end of the 1800s and early 1900s. She was on the Titanic and survived. And she's a person who was very famous in her era, and nobody now even knows she exists. So I wanted some way to remember her and memorialize her so that people knew that there were lots of people in history that we don't know about or recognize. One of those hidden figures.
You have a motto of the book, Laugh to Learn. Explain what that means to you and to us.
Sure. I think we take education seriously. And for many kids, they think learning is painful. And one of the points of this book is that learning can be fun. And laughter and humor are really good ways to get your brain ready to learn. It makes you creative and bold and take deep breaths and engage with others. And actually, if you learn by laughing and learn through humor, the studies show you retain more information. So the idea that you have to be hugely serious to learn anything just isn't true. You can actually laugh to learn.
How did the two of you come to write a book like this or even collaborate? Your background seemed to be sort of not really in the, I guess, author area. You know, healthcare, I guess, Mark, is where you're involved in care, and you're sort of in parts of education. But what brought you to kind of take this journey?
Well, we're both on long career-wise to help improve the economy and wellness for all people around the globe in our work here in Washington, D.C. So there's a lot of pressure, constraints, so forth. We're walking down the street one day, and in order to have some fun, I started making up giraffe jokes, one after another, and they flowed. Karen, a great educator and leader in that respect, and others, said, hey, let's write a book. I said, we can do that, and here's how. So part of the purpose is to raise people's awareness and draw people in to the cause of conservation, preservation of the animals, of their habitats, and raise their awareness and education, their knowledge through humor. Bringing in humor, telling jokes is one way to gain people's attention and participation for a good educational cause.
I think also, since we live in D.C., a little humor is helpful. And so when we started telling jokes and sharing jokes with others, even though we're living in a city where lots of things cause controversy, people started to laugh and have fun. So we were able to do something, I think, that allows people to laugh but produces a serious message at the same time.
So a little giraffe humor can go a long way, I suppose. Huh?
All right. Yes, you bet.
Telling a giraffe joke.
Sure, exactly. What did you learn about and giraffe is just a funny word to say, by the way, so you got a head start on any humor when you start with a giraffe.
I like that, a head start.
What did you
That's all
right.
All head start.
Good.
A long journey.
Sure. What did you learn about giraffes that you know, just from themselves, you know, I've heard that their patterns are kind of unique, almost like fingerprints or something like that. Or what have you learned sort of really about the species itself?
Giraffes
no
would say
giraffes
it's all in
the
timing.
I'm sorry, you have to.
All right. No two giraffes are the same. Every single giraffe's spots are different from another giraffe's spot. So their coats are like a human fingerprint. Then we learned that giraffe's feet are the size of a dinner plate. Their tongue, which is purple, is about 19 inches long. And they have the same number of vertebrae in their back as you do, despite their long neck. It's just that the vertebrae are way, way bigger. And they have a special mechanism so that they can tip their head down without fainting because there's a compression mechanism in their neck that allows the blood to flow up or down depending on where their head is, because otherwise they'd be falling over all the time. And NASA is using that technology to help them understand how astronauts can survive better when they shift up and down in space.
Oh, that's fascinating. Wow. It's amazing how we learn things from animals that we sort of look at and think are odd and wonder about them, but the more we investigate, we realize that they all serve a purpose, and we're glad they're here, and hopefully they'll stay here for a long time as we help with the conservation. Again, it is World Giraffe Day, as well as the unleashing or the unveiling of Lady Lucy's Laugh Giraffe Journey. If people want to get a hold of this book and have a fun laugh this summer, where do they go get this?
The book is available on the website of the book, www.LadyLucy'sQuest.com. It's also available at Barnes & Noble and Amazon, and I hope at the Cleveland Zoo and at bookstores near you.
By the way, Karen, I'm looking at you. Is this a scarf? You have a scarf with a giraffe pattern on it? Is that what I'm looking at here in one of these pictures?
Yes, I actually have a number of giraffe costumes that I wear. Mark doesn't, but I do. I wear giraffe clothing.
Well, Mark, you got to at least get a giraffe T-shirt to join the club here eventually, I think.
Yeah, I've got the ears, the giraffe ears that go over the head.
Ah, I see.
Poke
very,
up.
Very good. My wife tells me I chew like a giraffe.
To be fair, he has a giraffe tie.
That's a good one.
That's right. I'm wearing that now, in fact.
Very good. We appreciate your time, both of you, this morning to talk to us today about your giraffe joke book. We appreciate your time. Thanks very much.